Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were talking about three groups that do not accept the Bible as the final authority. Let's pick up right there today.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, history shows us three groups that believe that what I just said is wrong. Those three groups were Jews, Catholics, and Calvinists. The Old Testament New Evangelical type Jew thought you had to get the teachings on these subjects from oral traditions and rabbinical writings instead of the Bible, the law, being the final authority. The Catholic Church believed you should not read the Bible, for only they could tell you what it means. They were still doing that when I was just a teenager, and I remember some friends that were Catholics, that they would also tell you the same thing. And so they believe that. Then there are the Calvinists. Now, this is a interesting group as well, because they believe that they're the only ones going to heaven, that if you did not were not elected, then you're not going to heaven. And that whosoever will, they believe that even though the Bible says that, it's not true. And so, again, they put more emphasis on your reading about the writings of men that lived 200, 300 years ago. As a matter of fact, I've had several of them that written me about the authors 200 and 300 years ago, and many of those authors wrote some good things. But you know what? They go ballistic when they say, who did you get your readings from? Is there some old Baptist that you read from 200 years ago, 300 years ago? And I told them, well, to be quite honest with you, I got mine from a guy from 2,000 years ago. His name was Jesus Christ. And then there's also a writer that wrote, whosoever will may come. That was the old Apostle Paul. And those were great independent Baptists back in that day, and I got all the teaching from them. Well, that sends them over the edge. And I do that just kind of having some fun with it myself, but that's where they are. Now, all three of their positions there, whether it's for the Jews or the Catholics or the Calvinist, in all three cases, as we just mentioned there, it may not be an out-and-out denial, but nevertheless, it is by action a denial of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit of God who indwells every believer. The Lord Jesus Christ said of the Holy Spirit, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, that is in the name of Jesus, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So I don't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ lies, nor does the Word lie. So if that's what he said, and the Holy Spirit is a teacher there, I'm just going to take God at his word, more so than I am the experts in these other areas of religions, of whether it's Jews, Catholics, or Calvinists. Now, I know they feel like they have experts, but you know, experts told them not to bring in the head cornerstone. Just push it down. We don't have a use for that. And when they got to the end of the building, they found out they'd left out the head cornerstone. You know, this is an interesting expert said, bleed the man. It's the only way to get the sickness out of him. The expert said that, but George Washington died because they bled him. So always go by the truth of the Word of God and not what the experts tell you. If the experts, they may be very brilliant men, but if their counsel goes against the Word of God, God is always right. And the experts are always wrong when there's a disagreement. Now, since Jesus did speak on this subject, and he gets it right 100% of the time, let's look back again at our text in Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, comma, saving for the cause of fornication, comma, causeth her to commit adultery, colon. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Now, the idea of put away is to release her from her bond. That is, from the bond of marriage. Now, notice two things in verse 31. First, he doesn't mention in verse 31 an exception. Secondly, the term is writing of divorcement. Now, he says it very clearly, a writing of divorcement. Then the next verse, he says, after saying, let him give him a writing of divorcement, we see that that phrase is actually in an aorist imperative, meaning a command of God to do this. And then it's followed by a colon. Now you say, why are you making an emphasis on the colon? That's in the verse, in the grammar, in the structure of the sentence. Well, I do that because of an Old Testament passage. And that is in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4. There it states this, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because, now notice, don't pass up the cause, okay? He says, because he hath found some uncleanness in her. Now, truth is, there's an uncleanness. What it is, we're not told. It could have been adultery. She was no longer a virgin, but it could be something else. It could have been some type of a sickness, a disease, or soreness. But there was a reason of uncleanness that may have affected their husband-wife relationship that he gives her a divorce. Now, my tendency is to think that it has to do with her not being a virgin. It says, then let him give her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Now, in other parts, there are parts that say when a man would say she was not a virgin, they bring the proof that she was, then he was in trouble. But maybe this lady was raped, and it was in the field where nobody could hear, and because of that, she was not guilty, but he didn't know about it, and when he found out after he was married, he said, that's it, and I don't want someone that somebody else has had, and that is probably the more likely scenario here, but we're not told that specifically. I'm just going by what scriptures say in other places about a woman not being guilty when it's in the case of a rape and it's outside of earshot where she could have yelled and screamed and got somebody there to help her. And so it says in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 24, and when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. Okay, now in this case, she can be another man's wife because it wasn't adultery in the fact of she cheated with someone else, but rather perhaps she had been raped and she was still free to marry. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and giveth it in her hand and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. Now, I want to emphasize that word abomination, because the same word in Hebrew from which this was translated in our, what is our King James Bible, was used not only here, but it's also used in speaking of homosexuality, which God also calls an abomination. To God, homosexuality, whether married or not married, homosexuality is morally disgusting, repulsive, sickening, making one want to vomit, something to be rejected. Now, folks, that was the Hebrew word used for homosexuality of abomination, and it's used here in this situation of her after her first husband dies or he puts her away, going back to her first husband. And so, that is what the Bible says. And if the Bible says it, I'm not going to disagree with what God said. Now, remember, this is in the law. And remember our text, Jesus said, for the hardness of your heart, he gave it. But from the beginning, it was not so. Now, having said all that, he says here, again, to finish out that verse, for that is an abomination before the Lord. Remember, before the Lord, if God says it makes him sick, if he says it's morally disgusting, whether it's homosexuality or this thing here, then those things are morally disgusting, makes God want to vomit. It's utterly repulsive to him. So, again, he says, thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now, having read that's an Old Testament passage, but oral tradition of the Jews' day changed it, as did the rabbinical writings. Someone pointed this out to me recently, that this comes from the rabbinical and oral traditions. And this is something that has come up before, but they said that a man could say, I divorce you three times. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you three times. Then she was divorced. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.